Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Hey everyone, welcome back to LOL Storytime, the goofy story podcast for kids. Today's story is called Wish Upon a Genie and features characters named after Orion, Matthew, and Billy. Make sure to stick around for the question of the week coming up right after the end of today's story. Also, if it sounds like I'm a bit stuffed up today, well, that's because I am. Hooray for back to school germs. Special shout out this week to Josie, Julius, Aubrey and Vincent, Tristan and Taylor, TJ and Nolan, the Roughcorn Boys, Obi, Gryson, Dexter, and Jonas. Shout out to Duke from South Africa, Bumi and Eureka from Hawaii, as well as Luca from Bangor, Ireland, who listens with his cousin Nina. Hannah from Durham, North Carolina, wants to wish her friends Annika, Josh, and Carly a happy birthday, all of whom are celebrating this month. Happy belated birthday to Navara, happy 6th birthday to Oliver, and hello to Oliver's brother Cormac. Now, I get a lot of birthday requests from parents, but this time, Abby and Layla asked to wish their mom a happy birthday. So Abby and Layla's mom, if you're listening in the background, as I know a lot of parents do, happy birthday. Alright, more shoutouts to come next week, but for now, let's get into the story. This is the story of a boy named Orion who is far more curious than your average Joe. Because of his curiosity, Orion was sometimes called out for asking a few too many questions. His teachers loved it, or at least they pretended to, but his friends, not so much. "Orion, can't you just watch the movie, dude?" his friend Matthew once begged. "It's just like, why isn't the movie telling us what the genie does inside of that lamp? You know, whenever he's not granting wishes for people? And why do people only get to make 3 wishes? Why not 4? Also, do you think anyone has ever wished to mix a Smartie with an M&M in order to make a new super candy in an entirely new color no one has ever seen before?" "Bro," groaned Matthew, "just watch the movie, will ya?" Orion always found it weird that no one else was asking all of these super important questions. Were people just cool going about their day not knowing stuff? Orion couldn't resist asking one more thing. "Could you imagine how bonkers it would be if we discovered a magic lamp that had a genie in it?" Matthew continued watching the movie, pretending he didn't hear his friend. But a little while later, he quietly answered, "My grandfather has a magic lamp up in his attic somewhere." Orion wasn't even trying to watch the movie at this point. "Dude, I don't doubt that your grandpa has an old gas lamp that looks like the one in the movie, but there's no way he has the kind that comes with a genie in it. Otherwise, you'd have already been granted your 3 wishes, which means you'd probably be doing something better than sitting around watching a movie with me." Matthew picked up the remote for the TV and paused the movie. "Listen, Orion, if this is just going to turn into a whole series of other new questions, then we might as well just stop watching the movie. Or you could just go over to my grandfather's house and see for yourself. That way, I can get back to watching this movie in peace." If making up a story about a magic gas lamp in an old guy's attic was Matthew's plan to get Orion out of his house for a little while, it worked. Orion didn't actually believe in magic lamps, but his curiosity made it so hard to resist. Matthew's grandfather lived in a beautiful old stone house in a quiet part of town. It reminded Orion of something out of a fairy tale, the kind of place that looked like it had a million and one stories to tell, if only it could talk. When Matthew's grandfather answered the door, Orion realized he'd never actually met his friend's grandfather before.
"Hello? Can I help you, young man?"
Yeah, we've never met before, but I was wondering if I could poke around your attic for a little while to see if I can find a magic lamp. You know, like those old gold-colored gas lamps that nobody uses anymore because, you know, electricity was invented. It's the kind of lamp where if you rub the side of it, a genie will appear and say, 'I will grant you 3 wishes. Your wish is my command.' Yeah, so anyway, that's why I'm here." Hearing all of that come out of his own mouth, Orion was prepared to have the door slammed in his face. What person in their right mind would let some strange kid into their house to rummage around through their stuff? He hadn't even remembered to tell the guy that he was friends with his grandson.
A lamp with a genie in it? Well, that does sound fun. Have you ever wondered if anyone has ever wished to have an M&M crossed with a Smartie in order to make some kind of super candy in a new color no one has ever seen before?
Orion couldn't believe it.
Sir, yes. Yes, I have wondered that before.
Well, come on in then. You'll have to forgive me for the mess in the attic. I don't believe I've been up there in quite some time.
Matthew's grandfather's attic was everything Orion believed a grandparent's attic should be. Boxes upon boxes of old and interesting things. It was better than a museum. So many artifacts and photographs. Orion picked up an old cassette player to have a closer look.
Wow! Ancient technology! This must be how the dinosaurs and cavemen listened to music.
Several times during his search, Orion had to remind himself to focus on the real reason he was there. He kept finding cool things and coming up with 501 questions he suddenly needed to have answered. He also wasn't expecting to actually find a magic lamp. Clearly, Matthew just wanted to get Orion out of his hair for a little while. But then, while opening one final box filled with various old glass jars and lanterns, he spotted it. A gold lamp that looked just like the one in the movie. Orion carefully lifted the lamp out of the box, inspecting it from every angle. He then gave it a gentle shake to see if it still had oil inside, but the lamp felt empty. Next, he began rubbing it with his shirt to wipe off the dust, but that's when something strange started to happen. What first seemed like a cloud of smoke rising from the spout quickly manifested itself into the shape of a boy.
"Yabba dabba!" shouted the boy. "Does it ever feel good to be out? Wow!"
Orion rubbed his eyes in case they were playing tricks on him.
Are you a genie?
Asked Orion.
Nah, I'm not a genie. I'm Billy.
Well, Billy, are you able to grant wishes? Asked Orion.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I can do that, answered Billy. But only three.
And that's assuming you're the guy that let me out of the lamp. Orion scratched his head, feeling so confused.
So, you're a genie, then? Well, I mean, I suppose, but I wasn't really meant to be a genie, you know what I mean? It's kind of a long story. Honestly, I used to just be a regular kid like you, but now I live in a lamp and grant people wishes. Strange how things work out like that, isn't it?
Questions began jumping through Orion's head like popcorn, which then started pouring out of Orion's mouth so fast that Billy didn't have a hope of trying to answer. He felt like a parent seeing a bathroom tap being left on full blast while his kids were brushing their teeth. He just wanted to turn it off. After several minutes of this rapid-fire questioning, Billy began wishing he was back inside the lamp.
Look, kid, I'm going to need you to slow down. This is only the second time I've been let out of this thing. And the last guy didn't even end up wishing for anything, let alone asking to blend Smarties and M&Ms together or whatever you're talking about. So anyway, are you going to make a wish or not?
Orion took a moment to catch his breath.
Oh yeah, I'm totally going to make a wish. I've given this a lot of thought, and I think I know the most perfect three wishes to make. But first, one more question. Is it true that genies have a rule that you can't wish for more wishes?
Billy rubbed his chin while thinking about this.
Huh. You know, I've never actually thought about it, but I suppose I better make that a rule now. That would be a lot of work for me if someone wished for another 1,000 wishes.
Orion cursed himself for having brought the question up.
All right, fine. No extra wishes, but before I make my first wish, could I please ask just one more question? What is it like inside of that lamp? Like, do you even have TV to watch in there?
A sinister little twinkle flickered in Billy's eye.
Whatever do you mean? He asked.
And without thinking, Orion answered,
I just really wish I knew what it was like living inside of that lamp. Oh, wait. I mean...
But it was too late. Seeing the grin on the genie's face, Billy knew exactly what was coming.
Your wish is my command.
Orion's body suddenly felt weightless. It was like he was standing on a cloud. Or like he was the cloud. He felt himself being pulled toward the spout of the lamp, an opening that seemed impossibly small for his size. Yet somehow he was traveling like mist through the air. And in less time than it had taken to even ask the question, he was now answering it for himself, from inside of the empty lamp.
Ugh, well, this isn't good, he thought to himself.
Billy had the opposite reaction outside of the lamp.
Whoa, this is so good! I'm finally free!
Billy wasted no time leaving the attic and getting himself as far away from the lamp as he could. Matthew's grandfather rubbed his eyes when he saw Billy fly out the door.
Is it me, or did that kid look a lot different when he got here? Must be time for some new eyeglasses.
After the initial joy of being out of the lamp had passed, Billy began to realize he hadn't the faintest idea what to do next. It felt like a lifetime ago since he'd been a part of the real world. So, how exactly does this all work again? He decided it might be best just to try being Orion for a little while, at least until he could get back on his feet. It wasn't even hard to find out what school Orion went to either, because there was only one school in town. Orion's teacher knew something was up the moment Billy walked in wearing a name tag with Orion's name on it.
Good morning, Orion. You look, how shall I say, different today. Is that a new haircut?
Billy nodded but didn't say anything. He was hoping for the teacher to just walk away, but she kept on staring.
And are those new shoes? And a new shirt? And new eyes, ears, mouth, and nose?
Billy nervously chuckled.
Well, you know what they say. Us kids sure grow up and change in the blink of an eye.
Billy walked over to the only empty seat left in the classroom, which he assumed must belong to Orion. Once seated, he quickly detected that the student next to him was glaring at him rather angrily.
Hey, desk neighbor, said Billy, using his friendliest voice. It's just me, your regular old classmate Orion, just with an entirely new style. Sometimes us kids have to reinvent ourselves, you know.
Immediately after saying that, he realized he actually recognized the other boy.
It's you, he said.
The other student, who was actually Orion's best friend Matthew, said the same thing back.
It's you! You're the kid who didn't want to make any wishes, said Billy. Like, seriously, what's that all about? Free wishes, come on!
Matthew's expression didn't change.
That's because I didn't trust you. You kept asking me if I wanted to see the inside of your lamp. Well, I know when I'm being tricked.
Too bad I can't say the same for my friend Orion, the real Orion, who it would seem has once again let curiosity get the best of him. Billy tried to dismiss this.
Oh, pish posh. I gave your friend exactly what he wished for. Now he gets to be a genie. How cool is that? I mean, it wasn't really all that cool for me, but he seems like the kind of kid who might find it cool. Loads of time left alone with all of your thoughts. Besides, you're going to love having me for a friend. I hardly ask any questions. My brain is practically on standby mode most of the day. You'll never catch me wondering what a Smartie and an M&M mixed together might taste like.
Matthew couldn't help but wonder what it might be like to have a best friend who didn't ask 501 questions every hour. And watching movies without interruption? Could that really be a thing?
Listen, genie who calls himself Orion but looks nothing like Orion and obviously doesn't think like Orion either. Did you leave the magic lamp in my grandfather's attic?
Without hesitation, Matthew said,
Well, yeah. I wanted to get out of there as quickly as possible once I got free. Not like I was going to take the time to dig a hole and bury it somewhere.
Oh, darn, I see why you're asking now. I totally should have dug a hole and buried it somewhere. Matthew started to grin. Maybe there was a chance he could save his best friend.
Well then, you imposter, I've decided that I'd like to have a wish granted after all. As soon as my friend, the new genie, grants my first wish, which will be to mix a Smartie with an M&M, making some kind of super candy in a color no one has ever seen before, I'm then going to wish that you and Orion switch places again.
Billy was grinning too.
Well, that's only if you get there first, because my first wish will be to have two genies in that lamp, you and your friend. Don't worry, there will be plenty of room for the both of you. And since there's literally nothing to do inside of that empty lamp, you and Orion will have so much time to come up with all sorts of interesting questions about the world. The two kids just sat there for a moment, staring at each other with those evil grins still on their faces. But they quickly snapped out of it because they realized they didn't have a second to waste. Matthew and Billy were about to embark on the race of a lifetime. The sound of their two chairs falling backward as they jumped to their feet caught the attention of their teacher.
"Boys, that's not how we get up from our seats, remember? And where do you think you're going in such a hurry? And why are neither of you listening to me? And why am I looking out the window and seeing both of you halfway down the street? Well, no math practice for either of you then.
While Billy and Matthew were running as fast as their little legs could take them, Orion continued sitting alone in his big empty lamp, contemplating his poor choice of a wish.
I'm starting to think I should have wished for the super candy before wishing to see the inside of the lamp. Seriously, what kind of genie lamp doesn't come with snacks? I also really wish this place had a TV. If I'm going to be stuck in here for a long time while waiting for another person to discover the lamp, a little TV might be nice.
Just then, and seemingly out of thin air, a TV appeared in front of Orion.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Meanwhile, back outside of the lamp, the race to the attic had remained tight. The boys were neck and neck while taking one final shortcut through a small park.
I'm not gonna make it, I'm not gonna make it, thought Matthew.
His legs felt like they were on fire. Or was it that they felt like they were melting? He couldn't decide which it was, only that he knew he needed to come up with something fast, otherwise he was about to be the next one inside of that lamp. Matthew got to the door first, but before running up the stairs, he stopped to tie his shoes.
Hey man, wait for me, okay? I just have to fix my shoelaces.
Yeah, right, called Billy from halfway up the stairs. I've got an important wish to make.
On the second level, Billy looked around for the door leading to the attic, but couldn't find one. And then he found out the real reason Matthew had stopped to tie his shoes. A much different old man than the one from before walked over to Billy.
Oh, hi there. Are you my new grandson?
Billy looked downstairs to see Matthew heading back outside toward the house next door.
Hey, you tricked me, called Billy, trying his best to catch up.
Matthew was so very thankful that most of the houses in this neighborhood looked almost the same. But he was most grateful that on this particular day, his grandfather's neighbor hadn't kept his door locked. By the time Billy had caught up to Matthew in the attic of the actual house, he was too late. Matthew was already rubbing the lamp to summon the genie within.
Come on, Orion, called Matthew. Where are you? Why isn't this thing working?
Billy grabbed the lamp out of Matthew's hands.
Hey, let me try.
To his surprise, nothing happened for him either after rubbing the lamp. Then the two boys nearly jumped out of their skin when they noticed Orion heading their way from the other side of the attic.
Oh, hey, guys, said Orion ever so casually.
Sorry, I didn't hear you guys come in. I was just looking through an old box of photos and was not paying any attention.
But how did you get out of the lamp? Stammered Billy.
Oh, that part was easy, answered Orion. I was just sitting around in the lamp and without thinking, I wished for a TV. Lo and behold, a TV appeared. Now, had I just mindlessly turned it on and started watching, I probably would be still there now. But as everyone knows, daytime TV is totally boring, and so I just kept on with my daydreaming. I clued in that the TV was my second wish to come true, and since I was the genie now, I was able to grant the wish for myself. So then, for my third and final wish, I wished to get out of the lamp, and voila, here I am now.
This time it was Billy and Matthew who had 501 questions they wanted to ask.
So, if neither of you were in the lamp, began Matthew, who's going to grant my wish? I was the first one to rub the lamp this time. Orion looked over at Billy, who was already nodding his head as though he had just read Orion's mind.
Perhaps it would be best if none of us made any more wishes, answered Orion. It sounds fun and all, but I think we've seen that a lot can go wrong with that kind of power.
Well, so what now? Asked Matthew. Do we just go back to school and see if our teacher has an extra desk stowed away for, I don't even know your name?
It's Billy, answered the former genie. But I've got a better idea. School can wait. How about the three of us head down to the candy factory and demand that they make us a new candy that is part Smarty, part M&M, in an entirely new color that no one has ever seen before? Orion shook his head. Absolutely no way. We can't demand that they make us a new candy. We have to ask super nicely with a bunch of pretty pleases and at least 10 or more cherries on top. Come on, friends. We're going to have to make this wish come true all on our own. The end. That's the story. I hope you enjoyed it. Let me know in the comments what you would wish for if you could wish for anything, assuming your genie won't allow you to wish for extra wishes. We'll catch you on the next one.